America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're joined now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, by Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And Ray is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Good morning, Ray. Not hearing Ray.
Except
I heard him in Callis's booth. You can't hog Ray all to yourself, Callis. Please share him with the group. Hello, Ray.
Good morning. You got me now?
We sure do, buddy. Do you want to start with George Pickens, or do you want to start with the quarterback situation?
Let's start with George.
You buying this load management stuff?
I am not. I mean, guys, if you go back and look at any time Mike Tomlin has had a number one receiver, and, you know, everyone knows who the best one was, Antonio Brown. You want your best players on the field all the time. And Antonio Brown was one of those guys. And, you know, even more in recent years, you look at who the number one was, and those guys are out there 85, 90% of the snaps. So this doesn't hold water. I think Mike is probably trying to protect George. He's being punished in some form or fashion. And, I think that's what the deal is. I don't buy any of this load management stuff whatsoever.
Ray, what do you think happened? What do you think happened? When do you think it happened? And why wouldn't Mike Tomlin just come out and say that we're handling things in-house, and he creates this whole scenario of load management, which makes absolutely zero sense to anybody?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard Mike Tomlin talk about load management?
Never.
Before?
Not once.
Analytics?
Never talked about analytics ever.
Never. I'm more sensitive to it now. It's just a load of BS in my mind. I don't know what George did. I think we all see the clips out there. If you look at the All 22 or some of the clips on social media, he's not giving full effort. And the other thing he said yesterday just kind of blows my mind. You know, the Steelers want to be this physical football team that runs the ball. And somebody asked Mike about George's blocking yesterday. He basically passed it off as saying, oh, we put him on the backside so he doesn't have to block. I mean, You got to have 11 guys involved in the running game if you're going to be any good. And George is capable of doing it. He just doesn't want to do it. I think that's part of why he's not out there.
Do you think there will be any real repercussions apart from what we saw, his snap count getting reduced on Sunday?
No, I mean, listen, if you go back to last season, guys, I remember writing the story when Jaylen Warren could have had a touchdown and George doesn't block for him, and it blew up into this whole big firestorm. There was no punishment then. You know, George Pickens was out there making plays for Mason Rudolph in that final three-game winning streak that got them into the playoffs. So it's a delicate thing that Mike kind of has to toe the line here. But, I think they're going to try to get George back on track internally. We'll see if he's receptive to that this week. I mean, he's got a chance to go out and have a good game. I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders aren't a very good football team. They just lost Christian Wilkins for quite some time. They're as banged up as the Steelers are. You got a chance to go out there and win a football game. You got to get your best players in the right frame of mind. And, you know, like I said, we'll see if Mike can do that this week.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, last year with Deontay, you mentioned there were no repercussions, and that is true. But Tomlin did address it differently in the press conference. I'm not saying that Tomlin should have put Pickens on blast, but I do find it interesting. We pulled up the quote earlier. I think we might have done that actually off the air. But Tomlin said that's the kind of thing that Deontay's going to have to address with his teammates. Did you find the way he's handled this one compared to the way he handled that one odd to you at all?
I just think George is so,
mercurial?
I think Mike feels like he's tiptoeing around a situation that might explode here, you know. And I think with Deontay, for all Deontay's warts, I think deep down, you know, he was a decent guy. He could take criticism and he could, work through that with teammates. I don't think George is capable of doing that. So I just think this is more like an Antonio Brown situation, like 2018. You don't want the whole thing to blow up in your face. And I think that's why Mike is probably taking a little bit different tact here.
Ray, I'm anticipating that Russell Wilson will be a full participant today, will be full tomorrow, you know, barring any setbacks. He'll be the backup quarterback in the game on Sunday. If that is all true, how long of a leash do you think Justin Fields has?
Yeah, I would say pretty short. 13 points, guys, in the first quarters of the first five games this season.
Ooh.
Before that, last week they were 28th in first quarter scoring. I would imagine now they're somewhere between 29th and last. I mean, it's been a big problem for this football team. I know it's not all Justin Fields' fault, but you can't switch out all five offensive linemen. You can't go out and sign a receiver to help right now. And I think the logical thing to do would be to, you know, go to Russell Wilson, if Justin does struggle early in this football game. So, Justin's going to get a fair shot. He's got a chance to go out there, make a sixth consecutive start. But I do think with Russell being fully cleared now, that we are at the point where if Justin does struggle, this change could happen at any time.
Who is going to play outside linebacker opposite T.J. Watt?
Man, I'm kind of surprised that they haven't signed a veteran. Jeremiah Moon's going to make his second NFL start. He started one game for the Ravens last year. I didn't notice him much. He actually played like 24, 25 snaps in this game on Sunday night. They got a couple of guys on the practice squad. I do find it interesting, and I don't know if this is a Mike Tomlin thing or this is something new with Omar in the new front office. You kind of sense that they're, like, getting away from the veteran route. Like, remember, they could have brought back Patrick Peterson this summer, but they're going with Beanie Bishop. Now you could go sign a veteran outside linebacker, but they're going with practice squad guys that I've never heard of. So, we'll see if it works. I do think there's something going on within that organization where they kind of want to develop the younger guys, see what they got there. And, these veterans that they've signed in the past, I just don't think that's happening here in 2024.
Ray, do you think we will see somebody else at slot corner, or do you think that they ride with Beanie Bishop again? I think that, you probably can agree that Beanie Bishop was exposed against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, he was exposed big time, Doran. I mean, who you got? Thomas Graham, Anthony Averett? I mean, Anthony Averett is an outside corner. They went out and got Terrell Edmonds. Edmonds can probably play in the slot in a pinch, but he's not going to be able to keep up with, those guys who are 5'10", 180. I mean, that's not That's not what he would do. So I just think it's going to be Beanie for three more weeks. Once Cam Sutton comes back, I think this defense is 100% better. They're going to be able to do so many more things with him. He could play outside, inside safety. I mean, people haven't talked about it, but by the NFL giving him an 8-game suspension when the Steelers were probably figuring like on 3 or 4, I think that really messed up the way the season was supposed to start for the defense. I think that's been like an undertold storyline, if you will.
Got a pretty good tight end there in Las Vegas. He is a handful, that Brock Bowers. Maybe it wouldn't have been a Beanie Bishop game anyhow. Maybe you want a bigger guy in the slot. And maybe you move Minka down, but you can't even do that because you're probably not going to have DeMonte KZ. They are ravaged by injuries, Ray.
Hey, you might have to play Miles Killebrew at safety some. I mean, Edmonds is going to have to play. I mean, yeah, it's not a good situation. But like I said, guys, I mean, all these teams are injured. Look what you did last week, the Cowboys. I mean, half their team was out. Now the Raiders, you know, it's the same thing. So everyone's dealing with it. The Steelers got to find a way to win this week. They got to get to 4-2. I know I said in the summer, if they want to make the playoffs, they got to be 6-2 at the very least because of the back end of that schedule. So they got some work to do.
They get to face the Robert Saleh-less New York Jets.
Do you think that has any effect on Davante Adams and what's going on with him? The Jets firing.
I think it's more likely that he goes to the Jets now because I think Aaron Rodgers is the de facto head coach and GM now too. You know, the way this has played out. So, yeah, I think that's going to happen.
What a joke of a franchise,
man.
That's neither here nor there. Ray, this was wonderful. We appreciate your time, and I'm happy that Callis shared you with the class.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. See you next week.
See you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.